Hi there. The word for you today is when God calls you. In 1 Samuel 3 verse 8, the Bible says the Lord called Samuel again the third time. You didn't arrive on this planet with your calling pre-clarified and your gifts pre-developed. Discerning God's calling usually involves attempts and failures. He called Samuel four times before he recognized the divine voice. Before Peter walked on the water, he said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you." And the Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 28, "And Jesus said, come." Here's an important lesson that we learn from this. You are not in charge of water walking, Jesus is. It's not about having power at your disposal to be used any time you choose, for whatever you please. Before you get out of the boat, you'd better be sure it's what you've been called to do and that Jesus, not yourself or somebody else, is the one calling you. God's looking for more than impulsiveness. Sometimes we make reckless decisions about relationships or finances or work, and then we rationalize them using a veneer of spiritual language. In many self-help books, risk-taking is seen as commendable, but as a follower of Christ, the risks you take should be in direct response to Him. Now, if you're a thrill-seeking personality, you may be particularly susceptible in this area. Boredom can make you vulnerable and tempt you to solve your problems by making rash decisions that are out of step with God's will. There's a fine line between thou shalt not be afraid and thou shalt not be stupid, and it's a line that's easily blurred. Knowing when to step out of the boat and take a risk doesn't just call for courage. It calls for wisdom to ask the right questions, discernment to recognize the Master's voice, and patience to wait until He says come. And that is the word for you today.